शांति,
ओम शांति।
जैसे दुनिया में भी कहते हैं खुशी जैसी खुराक नहीं है।
इन द वर्ल्ड इट इज सेड दैट देयर इज नो मेडिसिन लाइक हैप्पीनेस। इवन बाय ईटिंग ए लॉट वन कैन नॉट गिव गेट मोर पावर। इट इज सेड दैट ईट लेस एंड डाइजेस्ट मोर।
लेकिन हजम करना चाहिए।
ईट लेस एंड वी हैव टू डाइजेस्ट मोर, देन ओनली वी कैन गेट पावर। बट इन दिस वर्ल्ड एवरी ह्यूमन वॉन्ट्स हैप्पीनेस प्लेजर थ्रू एनी ह्यूमन और थ्रू एनी थिंग एनी अदर रिसोर्स। इफ आई गेट सम प्रॉपर्टी, इफ आई गेट वन स्पेशल पर्सन और सम स्पेशल थिंग, देन आई विल बी हैप्पी।
ये व्यक्ति मिलेगा।
One is if I get this human, if this particular person becomes my friend, if he cooperates with me, if he becomes my friend, then I will be happy. So like this, a human and a person, a thing, fame and pleasure, so all these things are there for today, but tomorrow they will not exist. They are not for constant. They are all physical. We all were in golden age. We were double crowned in the golden age. We were like that, right? And today we are here, sitting here. The one who was not double crowned, he could not have reached it till here. We are doing tapasya in this such a huge diamond hall. Why are we doing? To acclaim again the same double crown position, because we claim that kalpa before two. You may ask that even in my life I have observed, it is not by saying. In the world, everyone has faith in science, because science will show the proof. So the spiritual knowledge is the same. There is not about all feelings, but here it is about opening the knowledge and making clear knowledge. Just thinking is not enough, but churning is enough. If we think, the intellect may wander. So the experience is made by the intellect. If I am not experiencing, if I am not realizing, I am not feeling, it is about the matter of intellect. That is why it is called dull intellect. By listening to the knowledge, there should be a clarity. Then only it will go inside. Then only we can say that with knowledge, there will be constant happiness. Initially, I used to see that one foreign sister was there. To her, Dadi Janki Ji has said that go to one center. Then she came to me and said that I don't want to go to say any center. I don't have any desire to go to center. Then I explained to her that it is not that you are going for your own self. You are not living for yourself. God needs you, your life. God need you. So can't you help God? So you are living for God. So like this I made her understand. Then she went to center. She opened a center. And in a garden, there was one fruit. Then she sent that fruit to me, that she said that it's the first fruit that came in my center's Baba's garden. So it was green color. It was not getting its color not getting changed. So I was ready to throw it. For 2 to 3 days I observed and I ready to throw it. Then I observed that fruit, when one of the brother who was going to home observed that fruit and ate that, and he expressed the sweetness of that fruit. why is that though I had that fruit, I did not experience the test? Because I do not have any knowledge about the fruit. That person, that brother's intellect had an experience of the taste of the fruit. So when he saw that fruit, that taste has pulled it. So Baba has said that, who will come into knowledge? In whom there are samskaras. Like when a seed is dry, when there is water coming from the sky and by air, it will grow up. So we need a samskaras. Who can sit here and do tapasya in this iron age world, in this utter darkness world? Who can do tapasya? Who had these samskaras? And by sitting in this tapasya, whose mind is stable, whose intellect is stable? They are called as jewels. They are one in multi-millions. So their intellect is pulled. By listening to the knowledge itself, they never raise any question, because the intellect knows about it, has clarity about it, so immediately it accepts it. The one who has no clarity, he asks many questions. Even by asking many questions and getting answers, still his doubts will not be finished. Then it can be observed that he does not belong to that golden-natured clan. When I observed that in my college, 4 years passed away. How did it pass away? I didn't know. There was no friendship with anyone. But still it passed away. For first and second year, when there was no knowledge, I felt burden about it. But after third year, when I got knowledge, these passed away very easily. I got knowledge during college days. I got knowledge. We had 100 students. We were 100 students. Children used to come from outside. Saturday and Sunday we used to go. One Sunday he used to organize a picnic. One Sunday there was a discussion on knowledge. There were question and answers on knowledge. One day there will be some cultural activities, entertainment activities. And one Sunday there would be silence tapasya. So one child couldn't even go any other place. That when does the Sunday will come? They used to be united in doing all these activities. Dadi used to say that this is the garden of flowers. 100 of students were all very disciplined in that. So it is not about the resources, it is about the spirituality that we can get happiness. Today you can say that if I get a mobile, then I will be happy. No, this mobile will not allow you to sleep. TV, whatever may be the equipments, resources of science, they can give you limited happiness. Whether it is a friend or a good person, they will be there for some time. Whenever you have something in you, they will be coming to you. If once you say no, 100 times you may help, but one time if you say no, then you can observe about that person, and so the fame that we get from it is not an unlimited one. So just studying knowledge is not needed. It is about a sannyasis. We had clarity about a knowledge. Dadi used to take all the Madhava Nivasis to Peace Park every week. She used to play with all the Nivasis, whether it is cricket, football. We never realized that I am different, we are different, and Dadis are different. There was a family feeling. We used to sit at one place and eat at one place. So today's world, we can see there is depression. The medicine for depression is in the intellect itself. It is not about a story. There are practical stories that till now, the story that the sister about whom I said earlier, she is still now in the center. One sister is there, Kailash Bhayan in Gandhinagar. She was being called here. She came to Madhuban. Baba asked her to go to Subtle World. It was in 1961. Baba asked her to go to Subtle World. She said that, Baba, that form was very good. And again in 69, Baba asked her to come. She was ill at that time. She was a little bit ill because when she saw complete Brahma in the subtle world, she was having a thought that Brahma will leave us after becoming complete. And by thinking about it, she became ill. Then Baba called her, and there was Rukmini Dadi. She is Gulza Dadi's aunt. She asked Rukmini Dadi to bring Kailash Didi here. Baba played badminton with Kailash Didi and had a swing with her. Then after roaming here and there in Madhuban, Baba made her happy. Then after then, all her illness went away. Baba asked her, child, are you happy? And she answered, yes, Baba, if you are there, then I have happiness. So the medicine for all diseases is happiness. She was ill for so many years. It is about the depression. What is about depression? There was a fear that Baba will leave me. Baba had asked her, that child, if there is anything, tell me. But she couldn't say that Baba, there is complete Brahma in subtle world. She couldn't even say that. If she says, then Baba leave. That's what was there in her mind. So there was a fear inside. So if there is illness in the intellect, worrying, fear, based on that, the illness will grow up. So desire about person, resource, so with that the illness will increase, the attitude will be developed in the same way, and with that environment will be prepared. When wherever yogi is there, there will be aura around him, that because there is churning going on in the intellect. If we to make a butter, if by keeping it for half an hour, we can by churning it, there will be a sweet butter. So the more we churn, the attitude will be done in that. If someone has made anger on you, wherever you sit, whether you sit in yoga or whether you sleep, you won't get sleep because there is thinking going on. So you cannot tell to anyone. Who will remove that thought from you? There is something going in mind. An intellect can keep a full stop to the thoughts in the mind. If any child is doing is naughty, we can ask him to stop. So in the same way, an intellect can keep a full stop to the thoughts going on in mind. If a child is very naughty, who will explain that child? So it is all about the intellect. So there will be maya in yoga itself. Waste will come in the intellect. All the old things, wrong things, all come in the intellect. It will not allow the intellect to work in the good way. So the happiness that needed, the super sensuous joy that needed, that cannot be experienced. Yesterday, Baba has said that super sensuous joy can be experienced only by one who is not attacked by the war of Maya again and again. War means nothing but negative thoughts itself. It's a very simple thing to understand. If we have a mirror, if it is clean, as you go in front of the mirror, you can see a clear picture of it. If there is dirt over it, if you stand before it, before a mirror, then you cannot see it clearly. So if you clean it with one cloth, piece of cloth, then it will be clean. So this knowledge, this gathering gives happiness, gives godly pleasure. It is not about one birth, it is about 21 births. Because it is cleansing the intellect. When does it happen? It cannot happen automatically. If you ask me, I can say there are two types of medicines for remaining always happy. I have experimented in my life. That is what I am saying. If you have everything in your life, if you have angry in you, there is a disease called corona now. The vaccine also done, but still many illnesses increasing. So you just keep this, implement this, that lust is also a biggest enemy. In the scripture called Gita, it is said that anger and lust are your biggest enemies. If you have full control over it, then there will be peaceful there will be peace inside the soul. There will be no attraction towards anything, and as you listen to the knowledge, that will be remembered automatically. There was one actor, a Hollywood actor. He said once to me that when I look at God, I feel to cry. It is Bharat God. He plays the murli. By looking at him, my heart will dance, and I continue to see the same, the God. So you say about divine virtues, godly virtues. They won't come just like that. You have to bow the seed in this confluence age. You have a time for 2 to 3 days, right? So in the world, you cannot experiment this knowledge easily. So to experiment with the spiritual knowledge, you need a proper company. So now is the time to experiment. Take 2 to 3 points from the murli and implement that in your daily life, and make others listen the same point. At least 4 to 5 people repeat the same point. You yourself repeat the same point. Then for within 2 to 3 days, if someone makes angry on you, there will be no thoughts that can run because of that anger person. Just experiment for 10 to 15 days. It is not about months. Just experiment to repeat the points. So second is about the attraction towards the lust. It is a fire which will burn you. For that you need a power of concentration. So that is why Baba said, remember Baba by understanding oneself as soul. So there will be no bad vision. The intellect knows that these attractions will eat away all the goodness in me. So to not happen in that way, we need power. So for that, to connect to the power, he is the ocean of purity, ocean of knowledge, ocean of love. So for 1 hour, churn over it about the purity, that Baba is the ocean of purity. How come Baba is ocean of purity? Churn about it. If it is 2 minutes of churn and 50 minutes went away, it is okay. But write some points based on one point on the purity. Then as you are churning over your power of purity, the dirty will go away from your intellect. Om Shanti. So the song will be there, because in knowledge there should be entertainment also. So as it is said, power won't come automatically, but we have to be powerful. With the power of knowledge, it cannot burn the Maya. That is why Baba has said, if you burn Maya, Ravan, if you kill Ravan, it will come back again. So burn Ravan now. So for burning Ravan, you need power. So all these are powers. Take one power daily and for an hour, churn on it and note it down. How many minutes did I churn? Write it, write that down. Whether you do your daily activities, churn over it. Baba is the ocean of peace. What is peace? How can I be peaceful? Churn about it. By doing daily activities, if you churn and write it down, then that will be very useful. Even if you, in the whole hour, if you churn even for a minute, that will be useful for you to become clean intellect, to get a clean intellect. So if you just listen, then happiness and supersensuous joy is not possible. Though you are seated inside the gold and you are decorated with full of diamonds, but if there is some attraction towards any person or for some fame, then there will be not happiness. If permanently you want to be happy from inside, this is the spirituality. Laughing loudly is not spirituality. It is about smiling from heart. So happiness is about that, which is the medicine. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. खुशियों के माहौल की विश्व को बड़ी जरूरत है, आपस में मेलजोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, और मीठे मीठे बोल की सबसे बड़ी जरूरत है, स्थिति अचल अडोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, सबको बड़ी जरूरत है। एक बार ताली बजा के रामनाथ भाई जी के लिए भी बधाई दे दें। खुशी का माहौल है, आप भी ताली बजा करके सहयोग दीजिए और गाइए हमारे साथ। बहुत सुंदर सा मौसम। खुशियों के माहौल की विश्व को बड़ी जरूरत है, खुशियों के माहौल की विश्व को बड़ी जरूरत है, आपस के मेल जोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, खुशियों के रंग लगाए आओ झूमे नाचे गाए, आपस के मेल जोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, खुशियों के माहौल की, खुशियों के माहौल की, के माहौल की प्रभु तालियां बजती रहे, हम सबको बहुत खुशी है प्रभु मिलन की। खुश नसीब कोई हम हमसा दुनिया में ना होगा, खुदा मिला हो प्यार खुदाई ऐसा कोई ना होगा, ऐसे जीवन अनमोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, आपस के मेल जोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, खुशियों के माहौल की। मीठे मीठे बाबा हैं और मीठी मीठी मुरली है, मीठा मीठा मधुबन है और मीठी मीठी टोली है। मीठे मीठे बाबा हैं, मीठी मीठी मुरली है, मीठा मीठा मधुबन है, मीठी मीठी टोली है। मीठे मीठे बोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, आपस के मेल जोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, खुशियों के माहौल की। कोई कुछ कहे परवाह नहीं, दुनिया की कोई चाह नहीं, लाख सितम पर आह नहीं, खुशी सिवा कोई राह नहीं। स्थिति अचल अडोल की आज की बड़ी जरूरत है, आपस के मेल जोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, खुशियों के रंग लगाए आओ झूमे नाचे गाए, खुशियों के रंग लगाए आओ झूमे नाचे गाए, आपस के मेल जोल की सबको बड़ी जरूरत है, खुशियों के माहौल की। विश्व को बड़ी जरूरत है आपस के मेल जोल की, सबको बड़ी जरूरत है खुशियों के माहौल की, खुशियों के माहौल की, खुशियों के माहौल की।